Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. All the things you can do there will amaze you and educate you and entertain you. Let us entertain you at the smallbusinessadvocate.com website. And check it out and read, listen, ask questions, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. Lots and lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you've got one you're starting or you got one you're trying to grow. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Joan Pride is our guest. Joan is with Kiplinger Editors. And Joan, we were talking in the previous segment about politicians.
Right.
And I really believe that the movement this year, I mean, a lot of people think, well, the Democrats are in trouble. You know what, Joan? I think incumbents are in trouble.
Ah, okay.
Because the Obama administration and the leaders of the Democrat Party have wreaked a lot of havoc in the last year. But the Bush administration and the Republicans wreaked a lot of havoc before that to set the stage for a lot of this stuff. And I think people are sick of this. And one of the reasons they're sick of it, and they're really getting, I mean, we finally crossed the threshold to where the average person is saying, hey, wait a minute, we're bankrupting ourselves. And that's what you guys talk about, is the deficit. You say time is running out on the front page to attack the deficit. What does that mean?
Well, we say the once distant problem is now up close. And you've got the national debt soaring, you know, higher interest rates and weaker dollars. So, you know, it's spending has to be brought under control or all these other repercussions are just going to get worse.
Joan, I remember about 5 or 6 years ago, I reported on the national debt on one program. And you know what it was at that time? $5 trillion. There were people wringing their hands. There were people apoplectic about $5 trillion in national debt, even though some estimates showed at that time that we had $50 trillion in assets. Now, that's not a very, you know, that's a 1 to 10 ratio. That's not a very high debt-to-equity ratio. Mm-hmm. That's actually, a lot of companies wish they had that ratio. So that was not a problem. And that was less than half of GDP. But now, yeah. I'm looking at the national debt clock, Joan, $12,328,000,000,000, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's GDP. That number coincides with the GDP.
Right.
So
that's
our
right.
National debt is as much as our income.
Yeah. Scary.
So I think that's what's getting, you said a minute ago, you said it. You said it's now front and center. And it's not only front and center in the people that know about these things. It's front and center at kitchen tables, isn't it?
Right.
And I think that's what happened. That was part of what happened in Massachusetts. What do you think?
Well, again, I go back to, I've been reading up on Coakley as a candidate. The other interesting thing is you have the Chamber of Commerce and other groups pouring millions of dollars into Scott Brown's campaign.
Yeah.
Which you don't do. I mean, the average off-year special election, it just doesn't happen. So you had a lot of national special interests pouring money into this campaign.
You had other elements in that earthquake, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this was a. I mean, I've heard veteran, grizzled, professional political operatives on both sides of the aisle say that this is an election like has never been in this country. The thing in Massachusetts is amazing. So, all right. So, spending though, Joan, spending is out of control. These are your words.
Right.
Talk to us about that.
Well, we say for years did average 20% of GDP, which I always thought was bad, but now we say this year it's going to be 25%.
Now, tell us what that is a percentage of. What does that mean?
Well, we say some of that is due to war spending and economic stimulus, which includes unemployment benefits. But you had aid to banks and state governments, etc. But you also have lower tax receipts in the struggling economy.
Right. So that affects the spending and of course another thing, GDP's probably didn't grow as much as it could have. So that increases the percentage there.
I sure wish your listeners could see this. I think we've got a cool little graph here.
It's beautiful.
Shows that, I mean, it's scary, but it kind of gives you a very good idea of what the problem is. That line just shoots up high in terms
yeah.
of deficit as a share of GDP.
It looks like a cobra that's about to bite you, doesn't it? Right? I mean,
yeah.
Really, if you think about it, if you look at it, it's like a snake that's reared its head and it's going to bite us. And that's a pretty good metaphor for where we're going, isn't it, John?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's what people are upset about. Politicians, listen to this. Never underestimate the awareness and the concern that the average American Joe Palooka out there and Joan Palooka out there have their concern for this debt. We've got to start. You know, Joan, in the last decade, a lot of people thought that money was free, and you know they got into debt, and you know things were good, right? People are starting to realize that they've got to live within their means, individuals, families, right?
Right.
And they're starting to impose that on the government, I think.
Yeah.
So you're saying even after the economy recovers, we still got problems, Joe. What's that all about?
Well, we say after the economy fully recovers, outlays won't ebb because you've got more and more people. You know, the baby boom is retiring now, so Medicare and Medicaid costs
yep.
are going to be rising. Those are entitlements, so that's going to balloon, and you can't really control those unless you pass new legislation.
Right. And so, folks, that's, I mean, Joan, with regard to debt, with regard to spending, deficits, and the national debt, and the demographics that you just described, America is sailing into a perfect storm.
But remember what I always say. You could eliminate the discretionary portion of the budget, and you still don't eliminate your problem.
You've said that many times before.
Politicians keep saying, oh, we're spending too much money. Well, it's not all discretionary.
Right.
If you don't control defense spending,
right.
you don't control, particularly entitlements.
The entitlements, that's the biggie.
Forget it.
That's the biggie. Stand by, quick break, right back after these messages with Joan Pride. She's with the Kiplinger Editors. I'm with you.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure. To continue to be with you, Joan Pride is with us. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And we're talking about what's going on in the world these days, according to Kiplinger. Joan, one of the things that you talked about, we've been talking about, is the deficit and how big a deal that is. And you know, politicians, this country, Joan, well, let me back up a second.
Sure.
When a company goes bankrupt, when a family or a person goes, and they actually file for bankruptcy, mm-hmm. all that is a legal proceeding. They've been bankrupt probably for a long time. Bankruptcy, we have to remember, let's differentiate between being bankrupt and declaring bankruptcy. See, a lot of people don't think about this.
Yeah.
Just because you declared bankruptcy, that doesn't mean that was a moment. That declaring bankruptcy is a moment in time. But the process of getting to that moment could take years. And so many say, in fact, I had the former governor of New Mexico on the show on Monday. Gary, what was his name? Gary Johnson, I think it was. And his name leaves me. I think it's Gary Johnson. Anyway, former governor of New Mexico. And I asked him, I said, is the United States bankrupt? He said, I think so. And what he means is where we are right now with the way the things that we're setting in place, like you described earlier,
right?
The commitments that we've made, mm-hmm. the economy, the spending commitments, the new spending commitments, all the things the government is doing to try to stimulate the economy, all those things are creating obligations that we've got to either earn our way out of or something's got to happen. They've got to be dealt with. And that is the makings of bankruptcy, Joan.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, it sure sounds that way.
And you guys, in on page 2 of your letter, you talk about fixing the deficit. And,
yes, we do.
And tell her. I mean, what are some of the things we can do?
Well, it's not going to be easy. We say it's going to be tough. We say the pressure to do something is mounting. So, you know, again, they're talking about a freeze on discretionary spending, which has been done before, and it won't, you know, it won't solve the problem.
That's, you're saying that's not maybe not a drop in the bucket, but only a cup in the bucket, right?
Right. And then defense budget cuts. And we say also on the chopping block, foreign aid programs for Eastern Europe and part of Africa.
Yep.
Space science research. No, that's
these are hard, but these are hard decisions, Joan, aren't they?
Well, but again, they're not as hard as dealing with entitlements, and that's what you're going to have to deal with.
That's the issue. But they're all. And see, Joan, this goes back to what I said earlier about families. You think families in America haven't had to make hard decisions? You think children who used to be in private schools are now in public schools?
Yeah. Well, but that's the problem. Families can't print money. The U.S.
No.
Can.
But my point is, is that in the past, when families aren't having to make those hard decisions, it's not in our nature to make it to put more focus on that with our politicians. But now that we're having to focus more on living within our means, I think we're more likely to demand that of our politicians. And I actually don't know if the people in office today can actually do that, if they can actually make those hard decisions. I think it's going to take a new crop of legislators. What do you think?
It's going to take something different, definitely.
Because hard decisions means, you know, I mean, there are things you and I are in our lives right now that we can't imagine doing without. But you know what? If things got bad enough, we'd have to do without them.
We'd have to, right?
And that's where we are. That's my point about being bankrupt.
Right.
When you get to that point, I mean, everything goes back to zero. All bets are off. And, I mean, you guys point out that, you know, you talk about freezing discretionary spending. You've already talked about that, the defense thing. I mean, I'm going to be one of the guys who's going to yell a little bit if they try to cut defense spending too much.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not good for the debate. Right? I mean, and that the foreign aid thing, I mean, and we'd like to help Haiti right now a lot, right? And I guess we're going to, but where's that money coming from, Joan?
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
And that's just going to come from, it's just going to add to the debt, and we've got to demand more fiscal responsibility out of Washington, and that's got to come from the people. And I think, Joan, I think the people are there.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to start seeing that in the 10 election and the 12 election. I think that's going to be coming up. Stand by, quick break. Right back after these messages, we got some tax news. Joan's going to report on that. We got some banking regulatory news that I think is going to impact you, and some other stuff after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.